You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 18 and verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." You may have heard that your job is what you are paid to do, and your work or your purpose is what you were created to do. That is so true. That is very correct. There is a reason God allowed you to come into this world. And that reason and that purpose is what you should ultimately ensure you fulfill before you leave this world. Job is what you are paid to do. And that's why sometimes you don't feel happy going to your work, because it's just a job. But if you are seeking fulfillment, it is your purpose that gives you that. If you are seeking a salary, your job will give you that. But I want to plead with you. Please permit me, for once, to take a little bit of time to put this in proper perspective. Because sometimes when people teach this, they teach it in a confusing and misleading way. So please allow me some time today to be able to explain this and put it in proper perspective. You may have heard people say that salary job can never make you rich, that you can't be doing salary job and become rich. Number one, it is not true. Number two, who told them that we want to be rich? What we want in life is that our needs be met. Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father, He knows what you need." As long as your need is met, what else? Many of you have jobs that can comfortably meet your needs. If it has to do with your needs, you know it that you are okay. This job can take care of you. That is all that matters. Be careful of covetous preachers. I'm hearing preachers saying it. You can never become rich working for another person. It's very arrogant and very incorrect. Why should you not even work for another person? Who told you that everybody must be working for himself? Why should we not work for another person? So it's not correct. That statement is not true. In fact, there are people that through salary job, I don't know their definition of being rich, but if it is having millions, they have it. Because they don't even tell us, what does it mean to be rich? You know, people say things because we don't question them. They keep getting away with it. If they say that unless you are working for yourself or you are into business, you can never be rich, ask them, what does it mean to be rich? How much would you have that they will say that you are rich? Moreover, as God's children, we are not seeking to be rich. We are seeking to please God. We only seek that our needs be met. And please, if your needs is met, what else are you looking for? Once your needs are met, you are not seeking anything again. So please note that. Then if you look at Jesus, who made this statement, Jesus didn't start, first of all, doing what we saw him do in the first 30 years of his life. He was the son of the carpenter. He probably was in his father's workshop. So there is nothing wrong. Many of us are going to, first of all, start in life with either a job or without a job. You are not likely to start with purpose. For a lot of people, it takes them time to understand the purpose of God for their lives. So there is nothing wrong that you are walking. Jesus was doing something. The disciples were all doing something. But then they now realized their purpose. Peter was a fisherman, but he now realized that the reason he was born was to be an apostle, was not to become an entrepreneur in fishery. That was not his purpose. His purpose was not to become the best, to have the best fishing company in the world. That was not his purpose. But he started as a fisherman. And then he discovered his purpose. So don't let anybody trouble you. Start where you are. Start with what you know first. Then Jesus later graduated into his purpose. Now, Jesus said, for this cause I was born. And for this cause I came into the world. Singular. Singular thing. But did you know Jesus didn't do one thing? He did many things. And yet he kept saying that my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. He did many things. So when we are talking about your purpose, we are not simply saying that there is one matter you'll be repeating every day till you die. That's your purpose. No. You can actually do a lot of things, but that all that you are doing, the accumulation of it, is going to lead to one purpose. Jesus did many things. He healed the blind. He healed people. He sat his disciples down and taught them. He taught the multitude also. He moved about. He spoke with the Pharisees. He did miracles. He raised the dead. He did many things. Now, but everything he did, everything, it was for this purpose for which he was born. So we are not saying that your purpose is just one item. Your purpose is one goal, but there could be several items to it that it will lead to it. So, for example, you are a medical doctor. Let's say your purpose is to be a medical doctor. Now, while you are in primary school, do you know it's part of the purpose? Then you go to secondary school or high school, it's part of it. Then you go to an university or college, do you know it's part of it? Then you do your internship or housemanship. And then you start your residency. You become a consultant. And then God posts you where he wants to post you. Now, there are many things you have done that it will look as if they are not even connected to your purpose. But all of it was part of that goal. So understand that also. Don't just think that it is you simply just doing one thing. Then I also need to bring this perspective that as God's children now who are born again, serving God is primarily about being obedient to God. So it's not first of all what you are doing, where you are doing it. Whatever you are currently doing, irrespective of what you are doing, the issue is that do you represent Jesus? Do you stand for Jesus? When I say do you represent Jesus, I'm not talking of you going to represent Jesus. I'm saying because Jesus is in you, do people see him? Are you living for him? Because you are not to live for yourself. You are to occupy for him until he comes. So, are you living for him? Are you a light in that place of work? Are you a light in that business? Are you a light in that profession? That is first the matter. It's not that you say, well, God has a purpose for my life. He wants to do one thing with my life. But you are lying in the office. You are lazy in the office. You will not go to work. You are just running up and down. And then you say you have a purpose. You won't step into that purpose. Because there is a principle with God. He says, if you have not been faithful with mammon of unrighteousness, who will commit to you true riches? God will use natural human processes to test you and to check you. You that you have a job, you are not faithful at that job. Everybody that comes that they need your service, you are either rude, or you will do a terrible job, but you say God has a purpose for your life. You think God is a bad manager, that he will now take that somebody like you and then put you in his purpose. He said, if you have not been faithful in that which is little, who will give you much? If you have not been faithful with what belongs to another person, who will give you your own? There is nothing wrong working for other people. In fact, everybody that God will use, he will first ensure you work for other people. That is where he will prove you. He said, if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another man, who will give you your own? So you can be a civil servant. It's all part of the process of your goal for the Lord. You can be a nurse. It's all part of the process. In fact, let me tell you this. Do you know that you can be serving God as a nurse and another person who is in that same nursing profession is just working for money? You, maybe your calling in life is to be a nurse and then you are one. Then somebody else says, they are paying nurses. So nurses are traveling to UK. Let me also quit whatever I'm doing and become a nurse. You see, that person is working for money. You are working for purpose, but you are doing the same thing. The same activity, the same work, but it's different. It's different. And I can tell you, where you will find fulfillment is in purpose. That's why even for those of you who have money, do you know what you are looking for now? You are looking for fulfillment. You are looking for purpose. You are looking for meaning. Because now you have the money, you are saying to yourself, what is the purpose of all these things? You have land all over the place. You are asking yourself, what is the purpose? You are now looking for meaning for life. You can never truly find fulfillment until you live for your purpose. That is evidently true. Now, whenever God makes a certain purpose very clear to you, that this is what I want to do with your life, pursue it, be ready to change. So because we now say that, you know, God may be using you in the teaching profession, God may be using you in police, in law, in accounting, and so on, but then the Lord now say, no, what I really want to do with you is children ministry, or what I want to do with you is financing my work, or what I want to do with you is producing books for the blind. You are now sure of that. Pursue it. If there is a need to quit, to leave what you are currently doing, leave it and go and pursue it. You see, this is the balance. This is the careful teaching. That's why I pleaded with you to give me some time, because if I just said it in 5 minutes, I will leave a lot of people hanging with that statement. Because I've had many people make such statement and they don't teach. They don't say anything for that. So you are confused. You even think that maybe it is wrong to work for other people. It is not wrong. In fact, it is God ordained. That's why Jesus said, if you are not faithful with what belongs to another man, how will you receive what belongs to you? If you are not faithful with mammon of unrighteousness, how will you be faithful with true riches? If you are not faithful in little, who will give you much? So God even uses all these normal human processes to check us and to prepare us. Now, in summary, you must have a heart that is determined to live for the reason why you came on earth. Because I can tell you, ultimately, that's where you find joy and fulfillment. That's where you find strength. I'm telling you, you will find capacity. I have discovered capacity I never knew I had. When I had to quit my job and I have to give attention to what I'm currently doing, I've discovered so many capacity. I look forward to every single day, unlike when I was working, that sometime Monday morning, only God knows what is in my heart. But you see, in spite of that, we need to demonstrate faithfulness. If you have not been going to work consistently, who told you that if you go into ministry, you will become consistent in ministry? If you have not been consistent at work, if you have not been studious and hardworking and diligent in human work, how will you be diligent in God's work? So whatever your hands fight to do, do it with all of your heart. But as soon as you know very definite, clear purpose of God for your life, don't be afraid to take that step to pursue it. And you must all pray and say, Lord, help me to live for the purpose for which I was born. I'm telling you, even your health will improve. When you begin to do what you were created for, your body will look forward to work. Your body itself, you know, something, I find something quite amazing. When I was working, I do fall sick. Now that I'm into ministry, you know, we have scheduled programs and I have to show up. But when I was working, I may take leave. Sick leave and say, I'm sick. I may take one week, 2 weeks because I'm sick and I will be at home. But now, who is going to preach the message for me? Who is going to do this for me? I suddenly discovered that I don't fall sick. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't get tired or a little pain here and there. But basically, I've been able to keep on going. If I one day I said to myself, is it that we fall sick because we have opportunity to fall sick? Do you know if you are in a situation where you have nobody to take care of you and falling sick will put you in a great disadvantage? It's like you can do everything not to fall sick. My prayer is that none of you will fall sick in Jesus' mighty name. So, brethren, I pray that you will live for purpose. But be grateful for whatever you have at hand. And don't let anybody ever say to you that you should not work for another person. And don't let them say to you that by salary, you cannot be rich. You are not out to be rich. You just want your needs to be met. And God has assured us that our needs will be met. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.